This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Some foreign policy experts have been asking if there's a responsible way for the United States to get out of Iraq. Until now, analysts and U.S. officials have generally said the United States has no choice but to stay until Iraq has a stable government. Pulling out too early, they say, could cause a civil war, create a breeding ground for terrorists, and damage American credibility. But some respected experts, both liberal and conservative, are challenging the conventional wisdom, as NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
It seems like the bad news from Iraq never stops. Car bombs, pitched battles for Fallujah, Karbala, and other cities, the prisoner abuse scandal, rising American casualties, the beheading of Nicholas Berg. President Bush insists the United States will stay the course, and that too is the view of many Democrats, including John Kerry. But now a small but growing group of analysts and experts is beginning to disagree, among them Ed Peck, a retired American diplomat who was the head of the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad in the late 1970s.
People say, look, you know, if we pull out, it will be chaos. Well, what is it now? We should be looking for a way to get out just as soon as we possibly can. Every day you stay, it's going to get worse.
A common thread among the pull-out-now experts is the belief, often arrived at reluctantly, that the U.S. military presence in Iraq has become the problem, not the solution. Rashid Khalidi, professor of Middle East history at Columbia University, applauds the U.S. for removing Saddam Hussein's government, one of the very worst regimes ever in the Middle East, in his view. But now, he says, the U.S. goals in Iraq are unrealizable.
I think the United States has now gotten to the point where the American military presence can no longer be considered a factor for stability and can no longer be seen as something that provides security. I think it's now becoming increasingly a factor of instability and a factor of insecurity.
Graham Fuller agrees. Fuller was an analyst of Persian Gulf affairs at the CIA and a former vice chairman of the National Intelligence Council.
At this stage of the game, I'm afraid I don't see any long-term solution other than a departure of the United States from Iraq in all its aspects. Now, this too has great risk of leaving behind chaos, but at least it removes the United States as a particular source of controversy.
Right now, in addition to ongoing combat operations, the United States is preparing to hand over political sovereignty to an interim Iraqi government on June 30th. U.S. troops will remain, and the huge U.S. embassy that will replace the Provisional Coalition Authority is expected to oversee much of Iraq's governmental and civil affairs. Graham Fuller believes the new interim government of Iraq could very well press the U.S. to leave.
Any Iraqi leader that hopes to enjoy popular support down the road is really going to have to define himself by a very cool stance towards the United States. That is perhaps the only way in which a leader's sovereignty can be demonstrated, is the degree to which he's independent of U.S. thinking.
Yesterday, at a hearing of the House International Affairs Committee, representatives of the Bush administration were asked repeatedly whether the U.S. would leave Iraq if the interim government insisted on it. Only reluctantly did the administration concede the answer to that question is yes. As for the longer-term goals for Iraq, including the building of a democratic state, a growing number of experts, among them Ed Peck, believes that is not achievable.
You cannot impose democracy. You can't force people to be democratic. Democracy goes from the bottom up, not from the top down, and certainly not from outside in. You cannot do it. It's going to be a catastrophe. It's already a disaster.
Even some on the right have reached this conclusion. Many conservatives remain committed to the democratizing mission of the U.S. there. But some conservatives say the Bush administration's efforts to build a new democratic nation are doomed to failure. That's the view of Donald Devine, the editor of conservativebattleline.com, a website associated with the American Conservative Union.
This is just not possible. You have to develop the conditions for democracy over a long period of time. And those conditions just don't exist in Iraq as they don't in most of the world.
Devine does not favor an immediate pullout. He says the Bush administration must transfer sovereignty at the end of June, make sure elections are held by next January, and then ensure that a permanent government is in place by the end of 2005. But he opposes any effort to lengthen the U.S. stay in Iraq beyond that.
Whether we should have gotten in is moot now, and the only issue is what is the most likely way to get out in the shortest period of time. If we don't keep on that schedule to be out of there by December 2005, I think we're going to be there forever, and it'll be worse than Vietnam.
Certainly these views represent only a small fraction of expert opinion on Iraq. Still, it's worth noting that recent polls in Iraq show as many as 4 out of 5 Iraqis now disapprove of the U.S. occupation. Mike Schuster, NPR News.